إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Indeed, the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray. And whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and His messenger. This evening, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, this is our eighth session, reading from At-Tawdih wal-Bayan li-Shajarat al-Iman, the clarification and elucidation of the Tree of Faith, by al-Imam Abdurrahman ibn Nasir Sa'adi, rahimahullah. Tonight, our discussion is a continuation of what we left off with last week, that is, evidences from the Qur'an and from the Sunnah, which clarify and confirm the definition of Iman, the comprehensive definition of Iman, that the author in the beginning of this first section of the book, yani, has offered to us, yani, a number of different definitions that basically all have the same meaning, with different wordings, I mean, not different definitions, but different wordings. That is the comprehensive definition of Iman, that indicates that Iman is not just that which is contained in the heart. It's not just belief or conviction that one has in their heart, believing in something of the truth, but rather it also includes the speech of the tongue and the actions that a person does with the limbs of their body. So that Iman is, yani, that which is in the heart, the i'tiqad, the i'tiraf, yani, the tasdeeq of La ilaha illallah, and whatever else, yani, branches out from that. And it is also the speech on the tongue, yani, the confession to and acknowledgement of the truth, as well as the actions of the limbs. Rather, every single act of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a part of Iman. And we're going to look at that a little bit tonight, in addition to yani, some discussion concerning the hadith of Jibril, in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions Iman as the things that we believe in, the arkan of Iman. We're going to talk about that as well. Before we do that, inshallah, we're going to look quickly at some of the things that we discussed last week. In questionnaire study guide number 7, the first question being, discuss al-Imam al-Qurtubi, rahimahullah's explanation of the reason for the rarity of those who experience halawat al-Iman today. Yani, why is it that so few people experience, yani, in his time, few centuries ago, 700 or 800 years ago, why is it that so few people are experiencing this sweetness of Iman that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned? Naam.
It's because people do not, or rarely, have pure love for one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yani, it is rare that people have love for one another purely for the sake of Allah alone. Naam. Anybody want to add to that anything? Naam.
Few people experience being loved truly for the sake of Allah, or loving someone truly for the sake of Allah without some work, without it being mixed with some worldly benefit. Most of the people, when they get that worldly benefit, that love is cut off. The believer has to has love ongoing without some worldly benefit being connected to
it. Yani, so the core of the reason is that the experience of the sweetness of Iman requires that a person love, yani, that you love another Muslim, another mu'min, purely for the sake of Allah alone, without any worldly objective or goal. It has to be pure for the sake of Allah. In a sense, yani, most of the people, their love is mixed with some worldly objective or goal or hope. Therefore, yani, they are not going to experience this sweetness of iman that requires love being purely for the sake of Allah alone, without being mixed, without being polluted, without being adulterated with some kind of worldly benefit or gain or objective or goal. The second question, how many shu'ub? How many shu'ub or branches does al-iman have according to the hadith reported by al-Bukhari and Muslim? Naam.
60 or 70.
60 or 70. Naam. Anybody want to add to that anything? Tayyib, 60 or 70. Yani in the hadith of, yani collected by al-Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, he said, yani, what? 60 some odd branches, and in the narration of Imam Muslim, 70 some odd branches of iman. Question number 3, mention the highest and lowest branches of iman according to the hadith reported by Muslim. Yani it's written in Bukhari and Muslim, it should be a hadith reported by a Muslim, because these words are not contained in the narration of Imam Bukhari. Naam. The highest branch of iman is saying La ilaha illallah, of course, saying it, yani, while that speech that one expresses with the tongue, yani, is rooted in firm belief in the heart. And the lowest branch of iman is removing something harmful from the road, as it's narrated in the narration of al-Imam Muslim rahimahullah. The fourth question, discuss the manner in which this hadith yani proves that iman includes the actions of the heart, tongue and body parts. Part of it, any part of it. How does it prove yani first the heart? How does it prove that iman includes the actions of the heart? How does this hadith prove that? Naam.
When the hadith mentions the highest branch of faith, which forms the foundation and the root, which is La ilaha illallah, which is said by firm belief and sincerity.
Okay, the statement of La ilaha illallah has to be said with firm belief, yani it has to also include the conviction that's in the heart. As well, also from the actions of the heart, in this hadith, is what? Al-haya. Al-haya, yani, is from the actions of the heart. Yani, clearly, without any explanation or discussion. Also, the tongue. What about in this hadith, the mention of? Yani, the speech of the tongue being from the part of iman. Naam. The speech of the tongue is directly tied to the heart. In this hadith, where is the mention of the speech of the tongue? That the highest, yani, branch of iman is the saying, قول لا إله إلا الله. And of course, as we discussed last week, yani, the meaning of this is not just speech, mere speech on the tongue, but rather, there has to be a conviction in the heart. And in this hadith, the indication of the iman is also from the body parts, or that which is done by the limbs of the body. Naam. Removing something harmful from the road, this is also yani a branch of iman. And in between the highest and the lowest branches of iman are the branches. Some of them closer to the higher branches, some of them closer to the lower branches. All of these, you know, are aspects of iman. Question number 5. Discuss the author's explanation of the significance of the mention of al-haya, modesty, in this hadith. Yani, what? How has he explained the significance, yani, of the mention of haya? Naam.
Modesty is the life of iman.
Okay, it is due to modesty. The life of iman is by modesty. In what way? Yani, naam.
Realization of Allah seeing us, hearing us, and knowing what we do.
Okay, realization that Allah sees us, hears us, knows. Yani, a person being conscious, feeling shy in front of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. And the Shaykh, his specific explanation, he said that it is. He said that, yeah, the life of iman is by haya. But then he also said that it is haya that is the thing that causes people to do every good deed that a person does is based upon haya, and leaving every evil is based upon haya. Yani, this haya causes a person to abandon, yani, those evil deeds and evil characteristics, and the doing, yani, the righteous characteristics, the good characteristics, are achieved or realized or established, yani also by means of al-haya. Question number 6, mention 3 of the a'mal of the qalb, yani the actions of the heart from the branches of iman, other than the arkan of iman, other than the arkan of iman. Now, al-ridha bil-qada, yani being pleased with what Allah has decreed. Anything else? Another one. Now, at-tawakkul. What else? Sabr. Ikhlas. Ikhlas. And the most important, right? The actions are ikhlas. Now, what else?
Have mercy for elders.
Mercy, okay. Being merciful.
Loving
and hating for the sake of Allah. Yani loving, mahabba. Yani loving Allah and loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and loving and hating for the sake of Allah. And yani, we mentioned a number of actions of the heart. Now. Okay, hating, yani, hating for the sake of Allah includes, yani, hating whatever Allah hates, and certainly Allah hates kufr.
Hating religion.
Okay, hating, abandoning the religion, as came in the hadith that we mentioned previously. Now, question number 7, mention 3 of the a'mal al-lisan, actions of the tongue, which are from the branches of iman. 3 of the actions of the tongue, and I think he mentioned 6 or 7. 7? Naam. Let's mention 3 of them. 1, somebody from the actions of the tongue. Naam. Start.
Expressing tawheed.
Yani, a talafud bit tawheed. Yani, saying the expression of tawheed. La ilaha illallah. Of course, believing in the heart, but that's on the tongue. Naam.
Reciting Quran.
Reciting Quran.
Istighfar.
Commanding good and forbidden evil. Naam. Commanding good and forbidden evil. Yeah.
Ad-du'a.
Ad-du'a, dhikr al-du'a, and so on. Now, the last question, mention 3 of the amal al-badin, actions of a body from the branches of iman, other than the arkan of iman. Other than the arkan of iman. And here we mentioned them in categories, but give them from however you remember them. Yani, from those things that are specific to a person individually, as well as those actions which are connected to those who one has a relationship, like family members, spouse, children, wife, and so on. And as well, the general, yani, actions of the body, the actions of the man dealing with the general society, any of them. We mentioned, like, I don't know how many, 38 or something like that. Naam.
At-tawaf.
Tayyib.
Siyam.
Huh?
Siyam.
Other than the arkan of the iman. Islam.
Purification.
Naam. Yeah? Okay, that's part of tahara. Naam. Huh? Okay, being careful, yani being cautious about, yani loosely just vowing, yani making a vow, yani to do something in order, yani to make a bargain with Allah, to get Allah to do something for you, vow to do something. Now,
cultivating
your family, rearing your children. Now,
huh?
Freeing slaves. Being good to parents is from the most important of what we are in need of today. And raising our children properly. Naam.
Protecting your private parts.
Yani being, yani expressing yani those aspects of morality that are required by Islam. And so on. There are many, but for the sake of time, inshallah, I had hoped to translate that section. But quite busy. I didn't have a chance to. Perhaps, yani in this week, if I have a chance, I'll try to translate the section from Fath al-Bari, where we mention yani these matters, these different aspects of iman, and try to share it with the class, whoever we have your email for, inshallah. Okay, so this is some of the points that we discussed last week. After this, we want to look at yani where we're at today, where we're going to be at today. I failed to check the English translation. The hadith, yani where the Shaykh mentions the hadith of Jibril. What page is that in English? 29. In Arabic, we're on top of page 27. In English, inshallah, page 29. Yani, where he mentions that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned al-Islam and al-Iman in the famous hadith of Jibril. Tayyib. The Shaykh, he begins here, rahimahullah, by Well, let me just put it in context. And we have mentioned, or the Shaykh has mentioned previously, in this section that's dealing with the explanation or the definition of Iman. What is Iman? Comprehensive Iman. The Iman that includes the inward and outward actions. Yani acts of obedience that are from the actions of the heart as well as the limbs of the body and speech. That's what we have been talking about in the previous sessions. And here the Shaykh, he brings the famous hadith of Jibril, to clarify, perhaps, and Allah knows best, to clarify in case a person might say, you guys are claiming that Iman is not just what's in the heart, rather it includes the actions of the body. What about this very famous, well-known hadith, which is known as the hadith of Jibril, reported by Al-Imam Muslim, in which the Prophet ﷺ explained that Iman is those things that we believe in, the arkan of Iman. And he was asked a direct question, what is Iman? And he informed me about Iman, and he said that Iman are these things of the heart. So the Shaykh is bringing this hadith here to clarify the issue, which he alluded to previously. We talked about sometimes that Iman, sometimes Iman is mentioned with other things, like sabr and taqwa and righteous deeds. And that discussion about things which are mentioned, which are part of Iman, things which are mentioned are part of Iman being mentioned, in connection with Iman, sometimes lead people to believe that these things are not a part of Iman. And likewise, perhaps a person might read this hadith, and the Prophet ﷺ explained that Iman are the things that we believe in, arkan of Iman, and that Islam are the things, the actions that we do, the arkan of Islam. And so the Shaykh, briefly discusses this particular issue, apparently, as a means of clarification, so that a person might not misunderstand this issue of what is Iman. So he said, وَذَكَرَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْإِسْلَامِ وَالْإِيمَانِ فِي حَدِيثِ جِبْرِيلْ الْمَشْهُورِ the famous hadith of the angel Jibril عليه السلام. حَيْثُ سَأَلَهُ جِبْرِيلْ بِحَضْرَةِ الصَّحَابَةِ عَنَ الْإِيمَانِ in this hadith, it is mentioned that the angel Jibril alayhi salam came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the presence of some of his companions, and he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam about al-iman. Akhbirni an al-iman. Inform me, what is this iman? فَقَالَ أَن تُؤْمِنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْقَدْرِ. That iman is to believe in Allah and His angels, and His books, and His messengers, and the last day, and the Qadr, the Divine Decree. And in this hadith, as is reported in the Sahih of Imam Muslim, rahimahullah, mentions that hadith is well known. Doesn't require us to explain it in detail, but the point I want to point out is that it mentions that the Prophet ﷺ was asked, what is, or inform me about Islam. And he said that Islam is to bear witness that nothing deserves your worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah, and to perform the prayers, and to give the charity, and to make pilgrimage to the house for whoever is able to do so, right? Ramadan, and fasting month of Ramadan. Then he said, inform me about Iman. And then he said, Iman is to believe in Allah, and the angels and the books, and the messengers, and the judgment day, and the divine decree. So this is what the Shaykh is referring to here, that the Prophet ﷺ was asked about al-Islam, and he was asked about al-Iman, and he was also asked other questions following that, but these are the two points that we want to focus on. The Shaykh says, فَفَسَّرَ الْإِسْلَامِ بِالشِّرَاعِ الْخَمْسِ الظَّاهِرَةِ. The Prophet ﷺ explained, clarified that Islam, he explained that Islam is the five things that have been legislated, referring to what? The arkan of Islam. Arkan of Islam al-Khamsa. He referred to them here as those outward actions, five legislations. He explained Islam as being those things. That is, the shahadatain and the salat, zakat, siyam al-hajj. لِأَنَّهُ كَمَا تَقَدَّمَ. As it has been mentioned previously, the Shaykh mentioned previously that sometimes Iman is mentioned alongside with some things that are part of Iman. He mentioned taqwa specifically, and he said sabr, and he said righteous deeds. As it has been mentioned previously, إذا قرن بالإيمان غيره, يعني if something other than إيمان is joined with it, فسر الإيمان بما في القلب من العقائد الدينية. Then إيمان is explained as being يعني the religious beliefs that a person hold convictions of in their heart. When إيمان is mentioned with something other than it, then إيمان is mentioned, يعني it's mentioned as referring to the beliefs, the creed that a person has in their heart. Well, Islam, and then Islam in that case, if it's joined with Iman, or righteous deeds being joined with Iman, are explained as being the shara'i al-zahira, the outward legislated actions, like prayer and charity and fasting and hajj. So, when they are mentioned together, the Shaykh is saying here, Iman and Islam, the Iman is explained as in the hadith of Jibril as being those things that we believe in, the arkan of Iman. And Islam is explained as being those actions that we do outwardly, the arkan of Islam, the five pillars of Islam. أما عند الإطلاق إذا أطلق الإيمان فقد تقدم أنه يشمل ذلك أجمع. But if, يعني, Iman is mentioned alone by itself in its absolute sense, unrestrictedly, then as we mentioned previously, then it includes all of that. Meaning it includes the arkan of Iman and the arkan of Islam and other than that from whatever Allah has legislated. Yani, the Shaykh he mentioned in the beginning of this section dealing with the definition of Iman, he said that the Imams of the past and the scholars from the Salaf, they used to say that Iman is the speech of the heart and the tongue. The speech of the heart and the tongue. Iman is the actions of the heart and the tongue and the limbs. They used to say that Iman includes يعني أقاعد الإيمان وأخلاق الإيمان وأعمال الإيمان. And it means the things that we believe in that are part of Iman, as well as the character, the manners and morals that are part of Iman, as well as the actions, the ibadat, the worship that we do that are part of Iman. All of this is included in Iman when it's mentioned in its unrestricted sense. It includes the whole of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I'm going to just mention a brief comment here from Al-Imam Abdulaziz ibn Ibaz rahimahullah. He was asked, what is the meaning when a person says that Al-Islam and Al-Iman إذا اجتمع افترقا. Yani this is a qa'idah that when Islam and Al-Iman that the Shaykh is referring to that we just read, that when Islam and Iman are mentioned together, اجتمع, if they are brought together, افترق. When they are mentioned together, then they separate in terms of their meaning. Islam has one meaning, as mentioned in the Hadith of Jibril, and Iman has its own meaning. When they are mentioned together, they said, what is the meaning of this? And the Shaykh said, yes, this is true. The Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah hold this, yani have this position, إذا اجتمع افترق. Yani when the Islam and Iman are mentioned together, then they have separate meanings, as in the hadith of Jibril, and he said, إِذَا اجْتَمَعَ الْإِسْلَامُ وَالْإِيمَانِ فَالْإِسْلَامُ means the outward actions. And Iman refers to that which is connected to the heart. But if they are mentioned separately, إِذَا انْفَرَضَ أَحَدُهُمَا دَخَلَ فِيهِ الْآخَرِ. But when they are mentioned separately, then the other one is also included as a part of it. So if Islam is mentioned separately, it doesn't just mean the five pillars of Islam, but it also includes the arkan of Iman. And if Iman is mentioned separately, it doesn't just mean the arkan of Iman, but it also includes the arkan of Islam when they are mentioned separately. And he said this is as in the hadith of Wafd Abdul Qais. And we're going to look at this hadith further on from the evidences from this particular section. We'll come to it and discuss it in detail. But the Shaykh, he's saying, rahimahullah, yani that when they are mentioned separately, then the other one is included in it as in the hadith of the delegation of Abdul Qais. And in that hadith that he's referring to here, which is the authentic hadith reported by Al-Bukhari and others, and it's mentioned that some people, a delegation came to the Prophet ﷺ, and they said, we can't easily come to you because between us and you are some mushrikeen. So teach us something that if we act upon it, we will enter Jannah. And we'll be able to pass it on to those who we left behind. And he said in the narration that he ordered them with four things, and he prohibited them from four things. And one of the things he ordered them with was al-Iman billahi. And he said to them, do you know what is Iman billahi? And then they said, Allah and His Messenger knows best. He said that it is al-Iman billahi, It is shahadati in la ilaha illallah. It is bearing witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah. And it is establishing the prayer and establishing the zakat and fasting in Ramadan and giving the fifth from the spoils of war. And he explained iman in this hadith, when iman is mentioned by itself, as including Islam, salat and zakat and siyam and so on. So the shaykh is referring to this, yani, as an indication that indeed, in some places, Islam and iman are mentioned together in the hadith of Jibril, and each of them have this separate meaning, and in other places, yani, where they're mentioned separately, then each of them includes the other. Okay, here I just want to also offer benefit from yani, one of the scholars of Medina that we refer to quite often, Sheikh Abdul Razak, the son of Sheikh Abdul Muslim Al-Abad, brother, Hafidhahum Allah, may Allah protect and preserve both of them. Sheikh Abdul Razak, he says, yani, in reference to this hadith being mentioned here, he said that here the author is pointing to the famous hadith of Jibril, and in this great hadith, yani, which is known to the scholars as As-Sunnah. As-Sunnah. This hadith, he said, is known to the Ahlul Ilm as As-Sunnah. And that is just as Al-Fatiha, Surah Al-Fatiha is known as Al-Qur'an. And that is because, yani, the summary of what he said, is because Al-Fatiha contains, yani, yani, summary of everything, of the details that are in the whole Qur'an. And likewise, this hadith contains a summary of the details which are contained in the whole of the Sunnah. So just as Al-Fatiha is known as Al-Qur'an, he said this hadith is known as As-Sunnah. And he says that for this reason the Prophet ﷺ, in the end of this hadith, said, هذا جبريل أتاكم يعلمكم دينكم. That this is Jibril, he came to teach you your deen. Yani, that this is the whole of the deen. Yani, what is Islam, what is Iman, what is Ihsan, to the end of the hadith. Naam. The Shaykh, he also goes on to say, and another benefit that he mentions here, that that Jibril, he came to teach you your deen, he said, when he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked him first about Islam, and then he asked him about Iman. So in the clarification of Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he mentioned the pillars of Islam, the shahadatain, salat, zakat, siyam, and hajj. And then he said, in the clarification of Iman, he said it is to believe in Allah and the angels, to the end of the arkan of Iman. So he has explained that Islam, yani, are the outward actions, and Iman are the irtiqadat, the things that we believe in inwardly, yani, the things that are in the heart. He said this, the benefit that we get from this is that al-Islam and Iman, when they are mentioned together in one place, then they separate in terms of their meaning, each having its own special meaning. So that Islam means the outward actions and Iman means, yani, the inward, yani, beliefs. But if they are separate, they are mentioned separately, then each one of them separately includes the other. Meaning that each one of them, Islam includes the whole of the deen, and Iman includes the whole of the deen. Yani, the aqidah and the ibadah. And then he mentioned that Islam, if it's mentioned separately, it also includes the whole of the deen. As in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. That indeed, the deen with Allah is al-Islam. And the whole of the deen is Islam. And likewise he said, رَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that I am pleased with, yani, Islam as your deen, as a deen for you. Yani, Allah has, He is pleased with that, He has chosen it for us. And in another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَيْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. That whoever desires a deen other than Islam, yani, then it will never be accepted from him, and in the hereafter he will be of the losers. Here the Shaykh is saying that these are clear indications that Islam, when it's mentioned alone, it means the whole of the deen. And this is the point that, yani, apparently the author, rahimahullah, is making. That is, that Islam and Iman, if they're mentioned together, each have their special meaning. But when they're mentioned separately, then each of them includes the other. So this is a very important point that the Shaykh has clarified here. And I think that it is yani a further evidence of the correctness of the definition of iman that is held by the Ahl Sunnah. The second hadith that we want to look at concerning this particular affair, yani that is, yani defining and clarifying what is iman, is that which the Shaykh mentions, وَفِي صَحِيحَيْن مِنْ حَدِيثِ أَنَسْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى أَكُونَ حَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ وَالِدِهِ وَوَلَدِهِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. Yani, in the narration of this hadith that's reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim on the authority of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam swore by Allah, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِي, I swear by the one in whose hand is my soul. لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ, no one of you believes, no one of you has iman, meaning complete and perfect iman, unless and until I am more beloved to him than his parents, his children, and the whole of mankind. Yani that a person having true iman, complete and perfect iman, requires that they love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than anyone else. In one of the narrations in Sahih Muslim, the wording came, it came like this. In a narration, a Muslim said, no one of you believes until I am more beloved to him min ahlihi wa malihi wa nasi ajma'in. Yani no one of you has complete and perfect iman unless and until I am more beloved to him than his family and his wealth and the whole of mankind. So this also yani further clarifies the matter of what? The matter that iman is not just the conviction in the heart. Yani the root of iman is a tawheed. Yani the kalima la ilaha illallah that we referred to in the beginning of this topic. Yani the shajarat al-iman. Yani the kalima tayyiba la ilaha illallah that is like a shajarat tayyiba, a good tree. This clarifies that iman has many branches, as we previously mentioned, and from amongst the aspects of iman is that a person has love for the Prophet ﷺ, and that love be superior to and take precedence over the love of anyone or anything else. The Prophet ﷺ said, I swear by the one whose hand is my soul, you will not yani believe, you do not have belief, yani this is complete and perfect, unless and until I am more beloved to you than your parents and your children and the whole of mankind. Al-Imam Muslim, yani in his narration of this hadith, the chapter heading, yani that is there, and I'm not really sure if this chapter heading is from which of the scholars who explain Imam Muslim's Sahih, but in any case, in one of them, yani it has the title for this hadith, Wujub Mahabbatir Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Akthar Min Al-Ahl Wal-Walad Wal-Walid. Yani the obligation of loving the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam more than the family, the children, and the parents. Yani more than everyone, yani the most beloved of the people to anyone. The obligation of loving the Prophet more than everyone else. And Imam Bukhari, his chapter heading that he placed for this hadith, rahimahullah, he said, Hub al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam min al-Iman. And this is a clear indication that from the aspects of Iman, from the branches of Iman, yani is loving the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a part of Iman. The other chapter heading is more yani precise. The obligation of loving the Messenger, because this is an obligation. This is not something that we have a choice in. Yani, as in the narration of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, when he said, I love you more than everyone except myself. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you have to love me more than you love yourself. And Umar said, yani, I love you more than myself. This shows that it is obligatory, yani, for a person to love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than everyone else, even their own self. The Shaykh says under this hadith, فَأَخْبَرَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَنَّهُ لَا يُتِمُّ إِمَانُ عَبْدٍ حَتَّى يُقَدِّمَ مَحَبَّتَهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَلَى مَحَبَّتِ أَحَبِّ الْخَلْقِ إِلَيْهِ. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم informed us here that a person's iman would not, لَا يُتِمُّ إِمَام عَبْدٍ, yani meaning that the iman would not be complete and perfect. So here the negation and Yani what is important here is to know that the negation of iman in this hadith, as the shaykh is indicating here, أنه لا يتم إمام الأب. Yani a person's iman will not be complete and perfect. Doesn't mean that that person is a kafir. If they don't love the Prophet ﷺ, it means their iman will be defective. It will not be complete and perfect. So this is very important to understand. Yani that the meaning here, the negation of iman here is not negation of aslul iman. That a person doesn't have any iman, but it means it's a negation of complete and perfect iman. And the person will not have complete and perfect iman until they give precedence to the love of the Prophet ﷺ over the love of the most beloved of people in the creation to them. Whoever is most beloved to them, the Prophet ﷺ has to be more beloved even than those. وَلَمْ تُذَلِكَ إِذَا تَعَارَضَتْ الْمَحَبَّتَانِ. And the sign or the indication that a person has reached this level of iman is if, yani two things that are beloved, yani, come in contrast to one another. Yani that a person has to choose one over the other, to give preference or to give precedence to one of them over the other. فَإِنْ قَدَّمَ مَا يُحِبُّهُ الرَّسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْإِيمَانِ وَإِلَّا فَهُوَ نَاقِصْ الْإِيمَانِ. Yani the wording that the Shaykh used here is revealing, I would say. Yani that indeed, if the person has a choice between two things that are beloved, and they give precedence, preference, to what is loved by the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they are truthful in their iman. Their iman is true. Otherwise, if not, then their iman is naqis. Yani it's defective. And again, here the Shaykh is saying what? Doesn't mean that they have no iman. Doesn't mean that they are a kafir, that they went out of Islam, but it means that the iman will not be complete and perfect. And this, yani, is an indication that there's asnu iman, yani that the person has iman, they believe. But the iman may be weak, it may be defective, but there's asnu iman, and then there is al-iman al-wajib. Yani the iman where a person fulfills the things that Allah made obligatory upon us. And He made obligatory upon us to love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Any more than everyone else. And as we'll see in the next hadith, He made it obligatory upon us to love for our Muslim brother what we love for ourselves. He made that obligatory upon us. So this, yani whoever doesn't do this, it doesn't mean that they are kafir. It means that what is negated here is the negation of al-iman al-wajib. The iman, yani that, yani includes those things which have been made obligatory upon us. So that means without that, the person's iman is defective. The author, rahimahullah, goes on to say, after he says, so whoever gives precedence to what is loved by the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to what he prefers, to what he selected, to what he directed us to and guided us to, then this person's iman is truthful. Yani it is good, strong, correct, yani perfect and complete iman to that extent. And if otherwise, if he chooses something over, yani gives preference or precedence to something over what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has preferred for us, then his iman is naqis. And this is another example of this, yani giving preference and precedence to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nisa, fourth surah, 65th ayat, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, by your Rabb, لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Yani an oath that these people do not believe. And again, the negation of iman here is like, he's saying this is another example of the negation of iman, that means the negation of complete and perfect iman. لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَقِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ. That they will not have complete and perfect iman until they make you as the judge, yani in whatever disputes are between them. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ. And then they don't find any, yani uneasiness, any resistance to what you have decided, to the judgment that you have made, once you judge. وَيُسَلِّمُ التَّسْلِيمَ. And that, and then they submit and surrender and comply, yani completely, wholly. Here in this ayah, in summary, yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that making the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the judge in our affairs is an indication of iman. And the Shaykh is using this ayat as a proof that what? that giving preference to what the Prophet ﷺ gave preference to is a sign of love of the Prophet. Because loving the Prophet means following the Prophet, means complying what he came with, yani acting upon what he brought to us, including making him the judge in all affairs. The Shaykh says concerning this ayah, فَأَقْسَمَ تَعَالَى أَنَّهُ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوا رَسُولَهُ. Yani Allah is swearing, Allah the Most High is swearing, that the people do not believe, they do not have complete and perfect iman, unless and until they make his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the judge in their affairs, and that nothing remains in their heart of haraj or dik. They don't have any uneasiness or difficulty or resistance to his judgment, to his ruling, and that they comply and submit and surrender to it, and that their heart is open to it, yani willingly accepting, being pleased with what he has ruled. And then the Shaykh, he closes this by saying, وَهَذَا شَامِلٌ فِي تَحْكِيمِهِ فِي أُصُولِ الدِّينِ وَفُرُوعِهِ وَفِي أَحْكَامِ الْكُلِّيَّ وَالْأَحْكَامِ الْجُزْعِيَّةِ. Yani that making the Prophet ﷺ the judge in our affairs is in everything, in the usul and in the furu. Yani meaning in the matters, the usul of the deen, the fundamentals of the deen, that is our aqidah. And as well as in the furu, the branches, yani the legislated matters, secondary matters, in every affair of the deen, whether in the fundamentals of the deen or in the branches of the deen, yani the Prophet ﷺ, he is the judge in our affairs. Yani he is the one who has the final word, that what he says is what? Yani stands. The word of other people, the opinions, the views of whoever they may be, yani do not come into play in the, yani once the Prophet ﷺ has ruled in a matter. And yani this is in all the affairs of the deen. After this, or not? Yeah, let me just mention here, yani a benefit that came from Al-Imam Al-Qurtubi, rahimahullah, in his explanation of Sahih Muslim. He says that this hadith, with its brevity, contains within it the mention of all the different types of love. And he mentions them as three, yani the love of those, yani love that's based upon honoring, like honoring your parents, or honoring the scholars, or honoring the people of virtue. And the second type of love is the love of rahmah and ishfaq, yani the love that's based upon mercy and compassion, like the love that a person has for their child. And the third type, he said, muhabbat al-mushakila, yani the love of those who, yani of those people who are not from the first two groups, not of the people that you respect and honor, nor of the people that you love because of your compassion and mercy, but the people who are like yourself, yani the rest of the people. He said that these are the three types of love, he said, and the love of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam must necessarily have precedence over all of them. Yani over the love of those who you honor and respect, over the love of those who you have compassion and sympathy for, over the love of everyone else, yani whoever it might be. And this is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam a level of human perfection, yani over the rest of humanity. And he has favored him over the rest of humanity. In that he has, yani, given him the natural disposition, a natural disposition of al-mahasin al-zahir al-batin, yani, meaning that he has, yani, inward and outward virtues. And Allah has favored him with beautiful character and beautiful qualities such that he's the most perfect of humanity. Yani came in poetic speech. I don't know how to translate this. Huwa akmal man wati'a al-thara wa afdalu man raqiba wa masha wa akram man wafa al-qiyama wa alamuhum manzilatan fi dar al-karama. Yani the bottom line, the core of the meaning here, the essence, is that he is the best of humanity. Yani the best of those who walked upon the earth, who rode or walked, the most honored of those who would come yani forth on Yawm al-Qiyamah, and the highest of those in station, yani in the next life, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For this reason, yani for all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored him with and made him the best of humanity, for this reason we should love him more than we love anyone else. He deserves that, especially because he is the one through whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's message was delivered to us, that has saved us by the permission of Allah, and if we accept it and follow it, from yani the evil end of the rest of the people. The third evidence, and let me just look at the time here. We went a little bit over time last week. The third evidence that we wanted to mention tonight, we're going to try to reach four of them. The third evidence is Yani Nam. Al-Qurtubi, in Al-Mufhim, explanation of Sahih Muslim. So the third evidence that we want to mention is that which is contained in, he said, في الصحيحين أيضا عن أنس رضي الله عنه مرفوعا لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. And in this hadith also reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim from Anas ibn Malik رضي الله عنه, attributed to the Prophet ﷺ, he said, no one of you believes, and he will have iman, complete and perfect iman, hatta yuhibba li akhihi ma yuhibbu li nafsi, until that person loves for his brother what he loves for himself. Until that person has loves that his brother have, and whatever he loves for himself of good, that he also, yani, loves that his brother have this as well. الشيخ الألباني, الإمام الألباني رحمه الله, يعني mentions the سلسلة الحديث الصحيحة, concerning this particular hadith, he said that some of the narration of this hadith contained the words من الخير, يعني that a person, no one of you would have complete and perfect love, iman, until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself of good. He said that this additional wording ziyada is very important because it really clarifies, yani brings, yani clarity to the meaning of what is intended in this hadith. Because the word khair, yani, is a comprehensive word, and it includes all of that which is good, the good of this world and the good of the next life, and it also, yani, removes, yani, doesn't accept as a part of it whatever is prohibited by Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. So he's saying that this particular, yani, ziyada is very important in clarifying the meaning, and it is important, especially if you think that, or if you realize, or if you accept and you know that there are people who love evil, and the Prophet ﷺ does not mean that you don't have complete and perfect iman until you love for your brother what you love for yourself, if what you love for yourself is evil. Some people love intoxicants, they love corruption and immorality and filth. So this word here, this extra ziyada, is very important because the intent, and Allah knows best, yani from this narration it becomes clear that the intent is the person should love for their brother what they love for themselves, and this includes sisters as well. Loving for one's, yani, Muslim brother or sister what you love for yourself, yani, of good. It was mentioned by one of the scholars, in Fath al-Bari, explanation Sahih al-Bukhari, that one of the scholars of the past said that min al-iman, also from iman, is that you hate for your brother what you hate for yourself of evil. That you hate for your brother what you hate for yourself of evil. And he said that he didn't mention here the hating of evil, and that is because loving something necessitates hating what's opposite to it. So not mentioning it, not mentioning by words here, yani, is due to, yani, being sufficient, yani, what has been said. Yani, loving khair, yani, necessitates, yani, hating evil. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran that we mentioned in the previous session, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said he has made iman beloved in the hearts of the believers, and adorned it for the believers, and made them to hate the opposite of it. Al-kufr wal-fusuq wal-isyan. So loving the khair, yani, naturally requires of us to hate the opposite of it. This hadith also, in the Sahih of Al-Bukhari, he has, rahimahullah, mentioned the chapter heading for this hadith, min al-iman, and yuhibba li akhihi ma yuhibbu li nafsihi. That it is a part of iman, to love for your brother what you love for yourself. And this is also, right, it's also related to our topic, that iman is not just that which is in the heart, it's not just the conviction, believing in Allah and the angels and the books, but it includes more than that. It includes other aspects, or other actions of the heart, as well as on the tongue and the limbs. And this is from the actions of the heart, al-hub. Yani al-hub, loving, as we mentioned last week, loving Allah, loving and hating for the sake of Allah, loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And here, the Shaykh brings this hadith to make us to know that also from iman, from the branches of iman, is loving for the Muslims what you love for yourself. loving for the Muslims, what you love for yourself. The Shaykh, he says, concerning this particular hadith, he said that loving for your brother what you love for yourself, that you don't have complete and perfect humanity, you love for your brother what you love for yourself, this necessitates that a person fulfill the rights of one's Muslim brothers. And of course, when we say brothers, we mean Muslims, brothers and sisters. Yani, that this necessitates, loving for your brother what you love for yourself, necessitates that you fulfill the rights of your Muslim brothers. Al-khasa wal-amma. Yani, those rights that are particular to individuals as well as that which is general. فَإِنَّهُ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. Because doing so is part of Iman. Doing so is part of Iman. And whoever doesn't fulfill the rights of the Muslims, and he doesn't love for them what they love for them for themselves, فَإِنَّهُ لَمْ يُؤْمِنْ الْإِيمَانَ الْوَاجِبِ. Then that person has doesn't have the Iman, and they haven't believed with the Iman, الْإِيمَانَ الْوَاجِبِ. Iman al-wajib here, what we mean by that? We mean that, as I mentioned already, that there's aslul Iman, that a person has some Iman, they believe in Allah. But Iman al-wajib, it means that it's a, yani the Iman has increased by fulfilling the things that Allah made obligatory upon us. By doing the things that Allah made obligatory upon us. And from amongst those things that Allah made obligatory upon us is loving for your brother, loving for the Muslims, what you love for yourself. And this necessitates, the Shaykh said, fulfilling their rights. So Muslims have rights. Whether it is yani general rights or specific rights, we have to fulfill the rights of the Muslims. Rather, we have to fulfill everyone's rights. But it's part of Iman to fulfill the rights, and it's part of loving for your brother what you love for yourself, fulfilling their rights. So he said, whoever doesn't, yani fa'innahu, yani if he doesn't fulfill the rights of the Muslims, if he doesn't love for the Muslims what he loves for himself, فَإِنَّهُ لَمْ يُؤْمِنْ الْإِيمَانَ الْوَاجِبِ بَلْ نَقَصَ إِيمَانُهُ بِقَدْرَ مَا نَقَصَ مِنَ الْحُقُوقَ الْوَاجِبَ عَلَيْهِ. So here again the Shaykh is saying what? Is showing that the negation of Iman here is not negation of the foundation of Iman, that a person doesn't have any Iman at all. Rather he said, if a person doesn't do this, نَقَصَ إِيمَانُهُ, then his Iman would be defective to the extent that he has failed to fulfill those obligatory rights that are upon him, of the Muslims. To whatever extent we fail to fulfill the rights of the Muslims upon us, to that extent, yani our Iman will be defective. So this is also very important, yani, especially when we talk about Iman, yani there's akhlaq of Iman, there's character, there's morals and manners that are part of Iman. And part of that, yani, might include, yani, just general rights of the Muslims. Yani, that's part of Iman. That's part of Iman that we have to be concerned about, as we find today that some people feel that as long as they express on their tongue, yani, the correct beliefs, then they can cheat people and steal from people and violate the rights of other people. And this is contrary to Iman. I know time is getting very, very short here. I just want to make a couple of comments here from Shaykh Abdul Razak. May Allah protect and preserve him and his father. He said concerning this hadith that no one of you has complete and perfect humanity. He loves for his brother what he loves for himself. He said in this hadith it contains the indication that you're loving for your brother Muslim the like of what you love for yourself, that this is a juz. Juz'un min al-Iman. This is a part of al-Iman al-Wajib, he said. This is a part of al-Iman al-Wajib. Yani the man that is completed and perfected by fulfilling the obligations that Allah has made upon us. Yani al-Iman al-Wajib alladhi awjabahu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alayka. What Allah made obligatory upon you. That you love for your brother, that you love for the Muslims, the like of what you love for yourself, min al-khayr, of good. And he said, this mahabba is places in the heart. So it's from the actions of the heart. And he said, for example, that you love for the Muslims, as-sa'ada, wal-najat min al-nar, wal-ilm al-nafi, wal-rizq al-tayyib, wal-salah al-dhurriya, wal-salamat min al-amrad. That you love for the Muslims, like you love for yourself, that you be successful in earning, yani, a place of happiness in the Jannah with Allah, that you be saved from the hellfire, that you have beneficial knowledge, that you have wholesome, lawful provisions, that you have righteous offspring, that you're safe, yani from illness and sickness. Like you love that for yourself, then you also should love that for the Muslims. Whatever you love for yourself, then you should love it for the Muslims. And if you didn't do that, then you have fallen short in the iman that Allah has made obligatory upon you. He said, how do we know that Allah has made this obligatory upon us? He said, by the negation, the Prophet negating iman of a person who doesn't do this, this makes us to know that doing so is obligatory. Because iman is not negated except by a person leaving off that which is obligatory, or a person engaging in that which is haram. And this is a principle, he said, that the negation of iman in the religious text of the Sharia doesn't come except for a person abandoning something that's obligatory or engaging in that which is forbidden. Negation of iman doesn't come for a person of failing to perform something that's mustahab. And if a person does something mustahab, Allah rewards them. If they fail to do it, there's no punishment. So iman is not negated because the person didn't do something mustahab. But iman is negated, yani the perfection of iman, due to a person not fulfilling something that Allah has made obligatory upon us. He said, from this we know that this, loving for your brother, loving for the Muslim as you love for yourself, is an obligation. It's a from al-iman al-wajib. So he said, المراد بالإيمان المنفي في مثل هذه الأحاديث هو الإيمان الواجب لا أصل الإيمان. That what is intended in these hadith like this, yani similar hadith like this, what is intended by negation of iman is negation of al-iman al-wajib, the iman that is completed and perfected due to fulfilling the obligatory duties that Allah has placed upon us, not the negation of iman outright. And this means that when a person doesn't fulfill these obligations, they subject themselves to being punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, this is from yani the great characteristics of iman. It is a great characteristic of iman that's from the iman, yani from the actions of the heart, that you love for the Muslims what you love for yourself of good. We almost got 1 hour, so this is going to be the last hadith we're going to mention. Or maybe, yani rather than to rush through this hadith, very, very important hadith, maybe we'll stop here because we're on the hour now. So if there's any questions, questions or comments or corrections, we'll take a couple of minutes. If something that we said tonight is not clear, there's one more hadith that we intended to cover, but this hadith that's coming up, the Shaykh has a lengthy commentary on it, and it's a very important hadith, and I don't want to be rushing like we did last week. And I don't want to go over time either. So normally we're going to take 1 hour and 10 minutes, but yani we're at the hour now.